Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Wahnsinn, wie schnell das Jahr wieder vorbeigezogen ist. Fast wie die Elektrofahrzeuge und Plug-in-Hybride von Opel. Und noch was kommt angebraust. Bis zu 5.000 Euro mit der geplanten gesetzlichen Förderprämie für E-Mobilität 2026. So geht klimafreundlicheres Fahren. Lass dich unverbindlich und persönlich beraten. Alle Infos auf opel.de. Die Höhe und Verfügbarkeit der staatlichen Förderungen hängen von den jeweils gültigen Richtlinien ab. Ob und wie sie die Voraussetzungen erfüllen, wird im Einzelfall geprüft.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Halloween movies, costume changes, and the 60s. It's all coming up right after this.
And the announcer for the Super Friends, dead on, too, by the way. I don't know who that guy was.
Yeah, he was the guy who was after Ted Knight. Ted Knight did the original ones.
Right.
Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice, Jackie and Sarah Monroe get ready. Aquaman, I want you on the golf course in 5 minutes. Chop, chop.
Hey, Superman, you're getting a free bowl of soup with that hat or what?
Talk to the judge.
Ted Knight. If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much.
Pat?
Yeah?
I thought you and I were talking about Halloween costumes for kids. And it can be tough. It can be tough, because I know we have a story coming up about adult Halloween parties.
Right.
And someone who's very disappointed in one of the biggest costumes of the year.
Hmm.
And, yes, Willie.
Josh, is there like a diehard of Halloween movies? Like a movie that's not a Halloween movie, but Halloween happens during it and people call it a Halloween movie, kind of? Does that exist?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just curious. Just throwing it out
there.
You
know, so Halloween happens during it, but it's not a scary movie?
Yeah, it's not a plot point.
Boy, I'd have E.T.
Yeah, E.T., yeah.
Yeah, E.T.'s a big one.
That's right, yeah. But are we in agreement that Die Hard is a Christmas movie?
Oh, in a way, sure.
I certainly watch it every Christmas season.
Yeah, you got to watch
it.
Yeah, you got to watch it every Christmas.
Yeah.
And did I hear there's going to be a sequel to A Christmas Story?
Oh, really?
I thought they already did.
Yeah, the trailer's out.
They already did one, didn't they?
They did. It's called The Summer Story or something like that with Charles Grodin.
Yeah, but it was called With Six You Get... No, what was it? I'm not sure.
With Six You Get April?
No, that's a different...
I liked that movie.
Well, we turn now to...
I liked all those silly movies.
Yeah. Christy Lee at the news desk.
Do you have a favorite Halloween movie?
I don't.
There is no Mr. Magoo's Halloween.
No, there isn't, is there?
I've said it before, I'll say it again. I don't think you've ever... watched a movie.
And there's a Garfield.
And enjoyed a movie in the traditional sense of enjoying a movie.
There's a Garfield Halloween special out there you should find, too. Your kids would love it.
Okay.
That's a classic.
Do your kids have 16 costumes picked out for this year?
A couple.
There is a costume change at your house during Halloween,
right.
Correct?
Well, they usually have one at school and the one for trick-or-treating. And
it's not a Halloween party at school, though.
But yeah, it is.
Please don't tell
me. The fall festival.
Yeah. It's a fall festival.
I think they're still going with Halloween. I don't think.
Well, we've got to call some.
I don't think the politically correct police have invaded.
Petitions.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, what is the costume this year?
I'm trying to. One of them is.
Dude, you better know.
Gryffindor.
Oh, so the
Harry Potter
theme.
Stuff again? Yes.
All right. But, does she know that Hagrid died?
Yes. Yeah, have you sat the kids down and said, hey, sweet daughters, Hagrid has died?
We've said this a million times. No one enjoys death like our Christy Lee.
I know you're turning 10 next year. You might be expecting Hagrid to come give you your letter.
No, not sorry. Worm feast.
Nope.
That's Finn, the most, speaking of chilling in Halloween movie, that should be Christy going, good morning, Christy. Well, good morning. Did you hear? Dun, 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 dun.
Hagrid died.
Fact.
Sadly, yeah.
Yeah, Robbie Coltrane.
Train. Did you know that's a stage
great name?
Yeah, he named himself after the great jazz musician.
Oh, I didn't know
he
that.
He picked it, yeah.
How cool.
Yeah.
It's Leonard Fark.
He is in a very either underseen or underrated comedy called Nuns on the Run. He and Eric Idle.
That's seen enough.
It's a trip.
It's
boy,
okay.
Oh boy.
It's all right. They're dressed like nuns, Tom. And hilarity.
Very
ensues.
Funny.
He was in a bunch of
an early sister act.
He's in a bunch of really good British TV shows you'd love.
Yes, he is in the Bond world, too.
I'm aware of Robbie Coltrane.
He died October 14th at a hospital in his native Scotland at the age of 72. Born Anthony Robert McMillan. Coltrane named himself in honor of jazz musician John Coltrane.
Tony McMillan's a pretty good name,
too.
That's
a good name. Yeah.
That is.
When that movie came out, man, I thought he was going to tell me I was a wizard one day. He made a lot of kids really happy.
Hagrid will never die.
No.
Robbie, yeah, yes.
Right.
But,
some pounds ago, people kept telling me that I look like Hagrid from... because he has sad eyes like I do.
Oh,
yeah.
Who said you have sad eyes?
I have sad eyes. You know how my eyes go down at the end.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. See how they go down?
Oh, they
That's
do.
That's a puppy.
Yeah, they go way down. Sad.
You've got a real, like, airport bar vibe. Does that make sense?
How's it going?
Where are you flying to?
Where are you flying to? Where am I flying?
I tell you where I'm flying, wherever I tell
the plane because I'm the pilot. What do you think of that?
You're trashed.
I'm not totally.
Can I get you another one?
Can I get another pitcher of these?
Sir, that's straight vodka.
Another pitcher.
So to answer your question,
it's terrifying to fly.
The girls were aware of
the
sad death of Robbie Coltrane. Played Hagrid.
Yeah.
Now, how did you break that news?
No, Finn ran in and she told me. She
saw it on the news or something.
Saw it on her iPad.
They killed Hagrid.
And she understands that he was an actor.
What killed Hagrid?
I'm sure she
You know
does.
What? The world.
I just said, look, in the politically correct world, a lot of people are doing anything to get distance from J.K. Rowling.
Well, that took a turn.
Yeah.
I had
just
no idea.
To be politically correct, he offed himself. Oh, this guy's a great actor.
My love is alive.
Okay. Let's just do a little reset. All right.
Race, the race.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the internet, and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over 1 billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more, so you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom.
Jeder meckert über den ÖPNV. Aber was steckt wirklich dahinter? Mit dem Podcast Ticket to Anywhere blickst du hinter die Kulissen des Nahverkehrs. Schauspieler Maximilian Mundt reist zu seiner Oma, trifft spannende Menschen wie Malte Zierden oder Linda Zervakis und erklärt alles zu Bus und Bahn. Und wie sie besser werden können. Erlebe ein außergewöhnliches Audioerlebnis rund um unsere alltägliche Mobilität. Jetzt reinhören auf Spotify oder unter zukunftnahverkehr.de/podcast.
Christy had a story about a guy who's allergic to his orgasms.
Correct.
It's a fairly rare condition, but it exists out there. I'd never heard of it before.
POIS?
POIS, very good. Post-orgasmic illness syndrome.
Mm. Got this letter. Dear Bob and Tom, my wife is allergic to her orgasms. We've been married 26 years. So far, no problem.
Oh, God.
Her
sneeze inside.
Sir, please just take your time. Just take your time. Have some fun together, all right?
See what happened there, Christy. She's never...
Yeah, I got it.
So, so sorry.
Poor woman. And that get
brings
out of
us
that.
To Life with Tom from the emails. This is from Charles. He was commenting on a part of the show he heard this morning. We were talking about a story about people have stress right when they wake
up. Sure.
Yeah. And, of course, Pat said... we were all asking each other, do you have stress when you wake up? And Pat goes, I have stress when I have no songs. Mm-hmm. And Tom shot back real quick, well, we were expecting more. And then, just as he's leaving the studio before yes. the commercials played this past time, he looks at Josh and goes, that is a great color on you. That is a really nice.
It's a great color.
A nice color.
It's kind of a grayish.
And I said, that's a great looking shirt.
And
you
Tom said, that's an ugly shirt, but that's a great color.
What is wrong with you? He looks very nice.
You can't build people up too much. You gotta kind of keep them on edge.
Oh, no. I'm
Tom
very...
Whiplash Griswold.
I'm very well aware that you don't like to build people up too much.
This is why
it's
I'm
a very nice shirt.
Fetal position most
could
days.
Could we move forward here? I mean,
and then Christy goes, I don't know what's going on with him. He's talking to me in break room and everything. I don't know what the deal is. Isn't that sad?
He doesn't have the girls. He doesn't have the girls anymore.
I've got to,
what do you mean you don't have them anymore?
I'm spending 24 hours with this puppy. My hands are all sliced
in.
Up.
The government finally step in.
Are your girls on vacation?
Yeah, but I've got the puppy. So I'm up at 3 in the morning with pajama bottoms outside. It's freezing. And this, oh, yeah. I'm going, okay, come on, girl.
Gun show.
And she just starts to pee. I turn away to look at my phone. All of a sudden, she's gone. Ooh. She's deep into the woods next to my house, running in there with my pajamas, chasing a small dog.
You know, one of the most important things you can teach her right now before her name is the touch command, so that's she'll come one. Right to you.
What's the touch command?
What is that?
I'll show you at the break.
A dog that won't come when called is
Tom,
not
do you
a dog.
Often yeah. find that when you're in the company of others, you will glance down at your phone, and when you look back up,
they're gone. I was just trying to figure out. I'm looking at the weather forecast, trying to figure out
perhaps.
How GD cold it is out here.
Not go out with your phone. Perhaps.
Wait a second. You were outside experiencing the cold, and you wanted to see how cold it is outside, so you looked at your phone to
yeah,
see
I wanted
how
to be able to quantify it in case I had to tell this story. I looked at all of a sudden, Hattie, where are you, girl? Then I hear the sound in the woods, and I've got to find the flashlight on my phone.
I can tell you right now she's embarrassed
command.
By her name. I can tell you that.
It's Hattie.
She's
name.
Not a school teacher at a little house on the prairie. She's a dog.
Is she British?
A maid from Gone with the Wind. Sweet name.
Hattie.
Little Hattie.
You're a Hattie.
So anyway, but she's got teeth as sharp as
yeah, her name
spikes.
Hattie McBitty.
Scarfy McDougal.
Sounds like a beautiful, cute
another
dog.
Sweet story in the
so
news
I'm,
today.
I'm chasing a dog in my pajamas. How the hell she got in my pajamas? I'll never know.
More than 1,000 Paddington Bears and other teddies left in tribute to the late Queen Elizabeth II will be donated to a children's charity. The Queen became...
Cut to the bonfire behind Buckingham Palace.
The Queen became linked.
Can you imagine?
To Paddington Bear, another
King
British national treasure.
Heads. I thought this was a little more humane.
After the two appeared together in a short comedy video during Platinum Jubilee celebrations earlier this year.
That was sweet, wasn't
to
it?
Mark Queen Elizabeth's 70 years on the throne. It was very sweet.
So the Paddington Bears, is this charity by chance run by Prince Andrew?
Oh.
I'll deliver them. I'll give them away.
Here, girls.
Mourners left thousands of tributes, including flowers and teddy bears, following the late monarch's passing.
I keep my jam sandwiches right here next to my vibrator.
That was in the sketch. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. But she went right
what
with
a
it.
Sense of humor.
That's the royal double dogger.
Buckingham Palace and the royal parks said the bears left in tribute to the queen will be professionally cleaned before being delivered to Barnardo's, a children's charity.
Barnardo's.
Barnardo's. B-A-R.
Of course, we'll take head you. Of the Sharks from West Side Story, Barnardo. He's gone on to become...
I said Barnardo's.
Okay, sorry. Now, I will once again recommend the movie Paddington. And
you should
Paddington
start hosting.
2.
You should start hosting a game show. There's nothing that anyone can mention that you can't relate to some memory that you have in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
No, we'll call it 60 degrees of separation.
Yeah,
there
no matter what somebody's talking about. Oh, that reminds me of the West Side Story. Oh, well, that's the time of the Beatles. Oh, well, what about Sullivan?
what about K?
Yes.
What about Von Meter?
Failed to mention Strawberry Alarm Clock.
By the way.
Electricity, the electric flag. The electric plumes.
Listening to the association.
Or the prunes, or whatever the hell they are.
Oh, once again, the electric prunes. I forgot to tell Dean this. Now, Dean's been gone for a week. Hey, Dean, have you seen, what's that movie called? The Beer Run? The
Greatest Beer Run Ever?
Greatest Beer Run Ever. The electric prune song that no one had ever heard of is in that movie. Isn't that great?
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. I'd ask Dean to put it up on my board so I could play it for him, but I got a feeling he'll strike.
That's the song they call When You Can't Afford Credence, You Get This Song. That's what
we were talking about this off the air. There's kind of an interesting thing going on here because there are a whole bunch of Vietnam movies, Vietnam era, et cetera, et cetera. But now some of the music is so associated with certain films, it's almost...
It becomes difficult, doesn't it?
Yeah, like Fortunate Son.
Yeah, you play Creedence, it's like, oh, you're trying to do Coppola.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, there are some songs you would never...
Like The Doors, you could sort of see in your mind a slow-motion helicopter
play. Oh, you'd never hear the end in another... No. Anybody doing that would be silly.
But, I kind of thought they did a nice job with the... What is it? I'm sorry, is it The Greatest Beer Run
so
Ever?
So you watched that movie?
Yeah.
Oh, good for
Zac Efron.
What a boring conversation this is.
Well, you're over there buying shoes. This is only the biggest hit right now on television.
I'm not. It's just the most chilling words in our... When we come in here to work in the morning, I'm watching fill in the blank.
Yeah.
I'm reading fill in the blank. We hear about whatever that was for the next 6 weeks.
So you're watching some obscure British show that no one's ever heard of.
You shout me down with...
King Charles is going to be on one of your favorite British shows.
I know. We talked about it. The repair show.
Oh, the repair show.
Oh, yeah.
Have you found out where the show is going
to
be?
I don't. I think I have to have him send it to me on the down low.
Did you see that King Charles is reinstated prima nocta?
You know what that is. Just a quick glance at what it is. You'll shriek in a horrifying manner.
I couldn't believe it. It was a very bold move.
What is it?
He gets to sleep with any woman who's about to be married.
Right. Oh.
So, yeah, a king's right.
Yeah. It's based on the famous Tim Wilson piece about Prince Charles.
Sure, yeah.
It's based on that idea. Mm-hmm. Very, very good. Once again, I believe he says your balls will be a door knocker on the Tower of London. Right now, we have time to get one more quick story out of Christy Lee.
Okay, a pair of San Francisco bakers have created a life-sized Han Solo sculpture out of bread dough.
Rice-a-roni? Oh.
Bread dough.
That is the San Francisco treat.
You darn right it is.
Hannah Lee Pervin and her mother, Catherine Pervin.
Hannah Lee Pervin.
Co-owners of One House Bakery spent weeks molding, baking, and assembling the 6-foot bread sculpture of the Star Wars character as he appeared after being frozen in carbonite in The Empire Strikes Back.
It looks just like that famous scene. Remember that where you can see his hand sticking out and he's emerging from
Tom. Yeah, but it's bread?
The bread sculpture is called Pan Solo.
I like that.
It's very funny.
Very, very, very
Pan,
good. Very good.
P-A-N.
It works better on paper, though, because it's pronounced Han, right?
Right.
Pan Solo.
Pan Solo.
They should have gone with, like, for Baker, like, Luke Pie Walker. Bubba Fett Baguette. I don't know.
The dough eventually.
I like Luke
Boba
Skywalker.
Baguette.
Bobo Baguette.
This is in San Francisco.
Yeah, the dough will be composted.
Did you read the whole thing?
Eaten.
The next thing they're going to do is they're going to recreate in bread all of the plaster caster ladies, starting with Jimi Hendrix.
Oh.
By the way, that one's going to
be
a hell of a pumpernickel.
There we are. 60 degrees of separation.
Yep.
There we are.
A bumper.
There it is.
The plaster casters?
Sure.
Yeah.
What about them? It's famous. They're famous.
It's not from this century. I'm just saying.
Wouldn't you like to see a plaster cast of
someone else's dork? No, I don't.
No, not just someone.
Like a bread
one of the masters of American music, Jimi Hendrix.
I'd rather hear him play something than, you know.
Oh, let's get a look at his.
This is a croissant.
Coming up also, we've got NASA news involving electric cars.
And a Halloween costume you're encouraged not to wear.
Hmm.
Hitler?
Yeah, that is one of them. Yeah. That's
a,
yeah,
they got real mad at that. Away on that one. They don't want you to do that. Do that.
Showing up at the door.
Hitler.
And shake her eyes.
They don't want you to wear it.
Will you
saying.
Do something about your son?
he's right.
No, of course he's right.
Right, right.
A lot of things are right.
Yeah. Going up at the gold.
Hey, it's a fake mustache, lady. Oh, just give me the candy and shut up.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.